almost every week out of your special teams unit over the last, really over the course of the entire season. What sort of impact have they had, have had as a group on the success of the team this year?
Well, man, it's, special teams always has a huge impact on the game. You know, we talk about it being a third of the game, and it's probably pretty close to that. Certainly those are plays where the ball's, either points are involved on field goals, or there's the ball's being exchanged. And a lot of things can happen when the ball gets exchanged or attempts to get exchanged. So, and those are difficult plays in terms of ball handling. So, you know, we put a lot into that. I think that Coach O'Brien and Coach Judge do a great job every week of game planning and preparing our players to execute our plays, but also being aware of situations and opportunities and matchups that occur in those areas. And we try to prepare the best that we can every week for that. There's so many kicking situations that it's really impossible to practice or prepare for all of them. But you hope over the course of time and accumulation of games and reps and practice situations that you're, you know, eventually ready for all of them. But each one is unique and different because of the kick and the flight and angle and direction of the ball, and in addition to all the other, you know, time, score, situation, weather conditions, and so forth that all play into some of those situational plays as well. So our guys work hard at it. Players work hard. Matt Slater, some of the other veteran players, you know, have given us great leadership in that area. And the coaches, you know, work hard too. So it's a good group effort. And, you know, you love it when those guys have production that they've worked so hard for, you know, to see it materialize and happen on the field and impact games.
Bill, I just wanted to ask you about the Collins block in particular, because Vince said last night that he felt you guys executed that one to a T. And so I just wanted to know what you saw on that play. It looks like Silligan and Branch, I think, kind of cleared a space for Jamie to kind of squeeze through. And then I wanted to just ask you about Kyle's role on that play, because I feel like we're used to seeing him kind of dive across the formation trying to block a kick pretty often. And on that play, it looked like he just kind of stood by. I didn't know if he was protecting against a fake maybe, or if he was waiting there to, you know, in the hopes that Jamie would get it so that he could do what he did when he did block the kick.
Going back to the, say the first part of the question, yeah, I think it was, you know, really well executed all the way across the board. It was kind of an unusual play where, you know, normally on kick blocks, you see the players on the line of scrimmage and somebody go through a gap and able to penetrate and, you know, get in the line of the flight of the ball. But in this case, Jamie started behind the line of scrimmage, and the play, you know, opened up with Vince and Silliga, where he was able to shoot through the gap there and, you know, with his athleticism and length, you know, able to time and, you know, get his hand on the ball. So it was, you know, well executed by, you know, a number of guys. Without that opening, you know, he wouldn't have been able to get through without the right timing. He might have got through, but, you know, might not have got the ball. So it was well executed by the, you know, by the entire unit, you know, using up certain blockers, creating space, and then getting through that space and doing it in the proper way so that it could affect the flight of the ball. Yeah, and when you try to penetrate an inside gap, like in that type of situation, you don't really need the outside guys coming around, because they sort of like a, you know, different, but sort of like on a punt block, you have, you know, guys going to the ball, but you don't want one guy to get in the way of somebody else who might be coming free. And so in this case, we kind of hoped that the penetration by Jamie would, you know, get us the play, as opposed to somebody else coming in there and possibly, you know, knocking him off or getting in the way of that. So Kyle's role on that particular play was to do what he did, which was to, occupy the wing and if the ball was blocked, to put himself in a position to where he could react to the block and scoop and score, which is, exactly what he did. So, a lot of times when you come from the left or right outside, like what you were talking about when Kyle goes diving across in front of the kicker, but the opposite corner or the opposite end guy, whoever it is, corner safety, in case the ball is blocked, then he's in position to do that on the other side. So, Kyle was doing what he was supposed to do on that play and took advantage of, the fact that he was alert and it happened, and he was able to take advantage of it because it was pretty close there. If it just been a split second later, he probably would have got tackled or maybe wouldn't have been able to get the ball, but he got it, just in time there and then was able to outrun everybody. But, the quickness with which he got on the ball was, really the key to the big return.
Bill, keeping a special teams conversation going, on the 32-yard punt return that Landry had, it looked like, Ebner chipped two guys, allowing Allen to get the punt off and then made the tackle at the end. And I was wondering if you could just maybe speak to the effort on that play. And obviously it looked like it had the potential to maybe go all the way before Nate got there and made the tackle.
Right. Well, yeah, Nate definitely saved the touchdown on that. That play was just part of a sequence of poor plays that was strung together. On that particular play, they tried to rush us, which is what we expected. With so little time left, and we didn't protect it very well. So the protection wasn't good. The coverage wasn't good. And he did make a good play to come over and save the touchdown and knock Landry out of bounds. But there were a lot of bad things on that play, just like there were a lot of bad things on the plays before it and the play after it. So we strung several of them together there, and it was a bad result and a bad way to go into the half.
How difficult is it for him to have to take two guys like that just when they're coming up the middle?
Well, that's not what we're trying to do. We just didn't do a good job on the play. And he's the last line of defense, so as a personal protector, you always try to take either the most dangerous guy or if they happen to be close together and you're able to somehow slow them both down. You're just trying to do whatever you can to protect the spot so the punter can get it off. That's what his job is, and he did a good job of it. But we did a lot of things wrong on that play. Like I said, that was just part of a bad sequence.
Bill, just that to follow up on that topic, the bad string of plays, I'm more thinking about it from a situational football standpoint that I know you talk about a lot. Were you, I guess when you replay that and you have the benefit of hindsight, were you okay with the approach to run it three times? Like, is that the smart situational play given the time? Or is that something that when you revisit it, you look at and say, maybe you could have tried to be a more aggressive there. I'm sort of curious, just from the situational standpoint, when you reviewed it, how you sort of looked at the way that was offensively.
Well, so the whole sequence, you just want to just put the whole thing on me. Bad coaching. It was a poor end of the half. Nothing we did is the way that we wanted it to go. And so that's my fault. So it's bad coaching. I'll take responsibility for it. And try to see to it that it doesn't happen again. It's a poor coach sequence of plays, period.
On a different topic, I was curious on the offensive tackles, based on the first meeting between the teams and some of the disruption we saw from Wake and Vernon, those
didn't seem like there was much of that. I'm curious what you saw in review from the work, you know, your tackles or your end-of-the-line players on offense did in that area of the game.
I thought we had our moments, and our tackles did a decent job on them in the first game. And I thought they did a decent job on them yesterday. Not perfect in either case. But again, I think the score was a big factor in the game. We were able to play from ahead. We were able to control the game on the offensive line. They played from behind. They ran into the same issues in this game that we ran into in the first game, which I think were related more to the score and the situation than, everything else. I mean, I'm not taking anything away from the job that Marcus and Nate and Sebastian did, because they did a good job, and they did a good job to give us the opportunity to get ahead and play from ahead. So that was a big part of it, too. But, the situation we were in down there was all in the second half. It was all when we were behind. And the same thing happened in Miami yesterday. I mean, their problems in protection came primarily, in the second half, in the fourth quarter, when the score of the game dictated the way the game was going. I mean, that puts a lot of pressure on anybody's offensive line and passing game. So,
Bill, this is another question with regards to special teams and the mentality it takes to succeed on special teams, and in particular for guys that potentially could be an every-down player like a Jamie Collins, who has such a significant role on defense. From your experience, is it to be expected that a player approaches his special teams role with the same focus, same mentality, or is it exceptional, or is it something that you seek out in a player, that he approaches his role on special teams with the same mentality, the same opportunity to make an impact as he would any other play when he's out on the field on defense or offense?
Well, I think that's what a good football player does, Bob, put that way. I think that's what a good football player does. A good football player competes on every play, tries to help his team wherever he can and whatever his role and opportunity is. So that's what good football players do. Guys that are less than that do less than that. Guys that do that, that's what makes them good football players. And when I was with the Giants, Lawrence Taylor was on four special teams. So I don't think that's what it's about. I think it made an impact on all of them too. He wasn't just out there taking up space. Whether it's, Edelman or Collins or Ninkovic, you can go right down the line. I mean, the guys that are out there, and we've had them in the past, the Harrisons, the Brewskis, the Vrabels, the, Malloys, Troy Brown, and some of our best players made some of the biggest plays in this franchise's history, the kicking game. Players that are competitive, that want to help their team win, in every situation, not selectively. Like they're just going to do it here, just do it there, because that's when it's convenient and when they feel like it. Good football players, championship players, winning players, they do it every chance they get.
Hi, Bill. We haven't seen much of Jonas Gray over the last few weeks. I'm curious about what went into the decision to play him in the second half and what he brought to the backfield.
I thought Jonas ran well yesterday. Okay. I thought he ran well. So, obviously, we had a lot better opportunities. We did a lot of things better in the second half than we did in the first half. So, run blocking, pass blocking, running, passing, and all the above were better. But he did a good job with his opportunities. So, we have confidence in all our backs. They've all been productive for us.
Is there an energy or different style that he brings as opposed to some of the other backs?
I think each of our backs has their own unique style. I'd say this group is, they have a variety of styles, if you will, and they've all been productive.
So I just wanted to ask you quickly about Tom's 17-yard run there. I know you talked about it last night, but I'm just wondering about how the end of the play ended. It sounded like Tom thought he might hear a suggestion from the coaching staff to maybe get down next time and slide. Is that Is that a situation where you'd rather see him get down, try to avoid a hit?
Well, you know, I never, I've coached for a long time, and I don't question players' decisions on the field when they try to make them to help the team win. I think that they do the best that they can. They're trying to win. They're trying to win just as much as everybody else on the team is. I'm not saying every decision's a great one. And same thing with a coach. Same thing with me. I'm not saying every decision's a great one, but every one is made with the intention to help our team win and do the best that I can or an individual player can for the team. And so I don't second guess those. I think what a player does at the time he does it is what he thinks is best. And I don't second guess him.